Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Trump is spending money, by the way. Might want to read the Wall Street Journal. He's on pace to spend more than Biden did. Nope.
We don't want to say that, though. Can't say that, though.
So tired of these people. Talk about the deficit. Maybe I'll read the Constitution while I'm at it. Loser. 855-839-1210. Get me started with these nitwits. Think they know how to program a radio station. You wouldn't know good content if it sat on your mustache. All right, let's go to Sergeant Wayne in Bucks County. Sergeant Wayne, you're on Talk Radio 1210. This is actually in regards to the speeding violation that was in the cut sheet. What's up, Sergeant Wayne?
Okay, it seems like to me that you had two questions, correct?
Yes, sir.
One, do you have the right to demand to see the violation itself on a video recording? And the second would be, do you have the right to demand a supervisor?
Okay. And the answers are?
Okay. No and no.
Sergeant Wade, my new favorite person.
Wow. So we have so conflicting on the first one, then, as far as the right to see the speed.
Okay. You were dealing with a sergeant from Philadelphia, correct?
Yes. The first call, it was Sergeant
Al.
Yep.
They may have a policy.
Oh.
Not a law, a policy. There is no law that demands to see the video, and there is no law that says you have the right to demand. It might be a policy, but not a law.
So when when Karen Dawn Stensland asked to see the gun that clocked her at
nicely and politely
88 miles an hour in a 35,
no,
she doesn't have the right to do that.
No, she has no right to do that.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Oh.
So
I wasn't saying I have the right. I mean, I can ask, but I think if you look, you're at the mercy of that officer, right? And so you're trying to make your case.
You are.
And so you just be as nice and polite and human as you can, and maybe you'll get a break.
In what settings, then, officer, are you required to bring a supervisor? Maybe not at the request of the suspect that has been pulled over. But what situations result in a supervisor coming to the scene? Are there any?
First, absolutely. There's many reasons why a supervisor will show up, but they usually don't have to be. They know by the seriousness of the event to show up.
Okay. Got it. All right. Sergeant Wayne, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Sergeant Wayne.
Call back anytime.
Yes. Stay safe out there, and thank you for all your hard work and your service. All right, now let's get to the bus drivers. We've got bus drivers. We've got retired bus drivers. We've got questions about bus drivers. We might have bus drivers that identify as truck drivers. Who knows? We'll find out. Frank is up first. He's in Horsham, and he's a school bus driver. Frank, take us away. Frank! All right, Frank. There, Frank's gone. Let's try Joe in Southampton. He's a retired school bus driver. Joe, you take us away.
Good morning. I'm on speaker. Is that okay?
Yeah,
no. Take it off speaker. No, it's not okay.
Is this
sports radio, 1999? There we go.
Because I was doing paperwork. I needed both my hands. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a retired, and there are two things. Prior to the cameras, when we had somebody run the lights, we had to get the vehicle. We had to get a description of the driver and the license plate. I went to court twice, and both times the police were there with the violator, and they told them that the bus driver's here. Then they said, "Okay, fine, no problem," and they agreed to everything. But now I retired, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, but the vehicles now, the buses now, when you have the yellow light says you must prepare to stop.
Yes.
But once the lights come on and that stop sign comes out, the cameras automatically come on. So your car is being taken, it's front and back. So that's why there's no dispute whatsoever. When the red light, when the stop sign comes out, the camera activates and your vehicle has been taken a picture of front and back, license, the whole thing, there's no issue whatsoever.
Okay. Will Nick Cale have his license suspended, sir?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I know that it's a license suspension, it's a points on your insurance, and it's a fine. And it depends. It depends. I'm not going to say. Here's the problem. The bus drivers, our argument always was, is they're not going to do anything, and people know that, and that's why they run the buses. I can't tell you how many times people have run the lights, and that's our biggest beef.
Yeah.
It's just we all say it, but the thing is now we don't know because we don't. Like I said, every time whenever we've gone to court, it's never been disputed because they know the bus driver's there, and so they can't dispute it. So I don't know. I can't answer that question. But those are potentially you're going to get six points on your insurance and a fine. So
yeah, I mean, I can deal with the fine and the point. I don't typically get pulled over for any types of activity that are illegal. I typically try to do close to the speed limit. Let me ask you what it was like, Joe, because you mentioned before these cameras. So you had to you see somebody that doesn't adhere to the stop sign, and you got to pull out pen and pad and write down the model, the guy's, what he looks like, what the license.
Yes.
I mean, you've got 3 seconds to do all of that.
I know, it was a pain in the neck. Well, fortunately, I had kids on a bus that witnessed it too, and I said, "Hey, did you get the license of the car?" They go, "Yeah, we got it." So that I got the license.
I love that.
You got a bunch of little backseat deputies.
Vigilantes.
I had two instances where the kids were almost hit because these idiots. And I mean, I'm not talking like where the license. Come on, they go. The bus is stopped. The kids are right there. They're across the street, and these idiots fly through the intersection.
All right. So, what was the bigger pain in the ass for you as a bus driver? The person that would run the stop sign, or the pain in the butt in the back seats getting into a fight while you're trying to drive?
You know what? I honestly never had a problem with students. The kids were great. I honestly can say that I never had a disciplinary problem with any kid. Elementary, middle, high school, never had a problem, and I think for the most, there have been a couple buses, a couple routes, a couple drivers, they had problems, and we had to go to school and straighten all that out, but the biggest beef we have, and the other one is everybody's on their freaking phone,
right.
You stop, you're at an internet, you're there, and you look down at you're looking down at the car. And everybody's got their phone in their hand.
I don't know how you deal with it, Joe.
Thanks,
I would have lost my mind.
I'm going to start kicking some serious ass.
The problem, too, is listen to Ham Wrapped and Bacon on Twitter. They're going to have video of you doing this.
Yeah, I'm just going to pay the $300 and plead guilty.
Well, Road Warrior says go to court and plead down.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. You're going to do a plea bargain.
Just make a plea that it must have just been coming out.
Yeah.
This is that you don't have violations. Your daughters were in the car with you. They're still going to have you pay the fine. Mm-hmm. You're still going to pay the $300, but you pay that, but they'll at least give you a lesser so that it's not the points.
My wife just sent me a picture of the back, says penalty of the violation. The penalty for the violation shall be a fine of $300. One, violation shall not be deemed a criminal conviction. Two, will not be made part of the operating record of the individual upon which, and of course she doesn't have the full sentence in the picture. Number three, will not be used to determine a merit rating for insurance purposes. And four, does not authorize the imposition of surcharge points in the provision. It seems to me like it's just $300 and you're on your merry way. If I interpret those four bullet points correctly, contesting the violation, if you wish to contest your liability within 30 days of the notice date, you must. Let me see. She sent me more here. Kristen, can we send the full picture in these? I mean, Jesus.
It depends. If you can get a court date and you can go before the judge.
Staff photographer Kristen Cale. I mean, she ought to work
Poor
for
Kristen.
She can work for Getty Images and take pictures of Trump in a blue suit and then write headlines. Trump's the only one in a blue suit. But if we pan back, everybody's in a blue suit.
She's also like at work. She's trying to multitask.
But she works from home, so that doesn't really count.
Oh, it does count. Oh, man, you're really making a lot of friends.
I didn't get much sleep last night. I had a great round of golf, a little summer. I'm a little testy today.
I can tell. Yeah. I could tell when I came in there to give you the live reads this morning that you were not in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's okay.
My quarterback doesn't want to go to the White House.
Yeah.
He's got fugazi excuses. I've got a scheduling conflict. Can't go to the White House. I got to go shoot. I got to do an ad for Window Nation. I got scheduling conflicts.
Is he still recovering from his concussion?
All right, let's go to Ken. Ken's in Collegeville. He thinks I'm toast.
Yep.
Ken, you're on Talk Radio 12.
I agree.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Nick. Just wanted to let you know a couple things.
Yep.
From what I believe, the red lights do not turn on until they start to open the door. So that pretty much means the bus has come to a stop. The red lights are on. And if they have a photo of the front of your vehicle, that means the red lights were on and, you know, you passed by. There is a website where you can actually see the video. It's pretty cool technology of you, you know, coming up to the bus, passing the bus, and, you know, they get the front side and rear.
What is that video, sir? What is that video?
Or you have the website?
Montgomery County's...
It's on the citation.
Oh, it's alertbus.com. It's what I mentioned on the air earlier.
It's all there. You can actually see it if you guys really want. While your license plate's on it, you could actually put it on YouTube, but maybe you can blur it out. I don't know.
Ken, do you believe that Nick Hale should get the firing squad like I do?
No firing squad. I hate to say this. I do think it's a money grab, but it is for safety of our kids. So
should I have a license suspension and be forced to work remotely from my basement? And I'll just come into the. I'll sit down at my desk at 5:50 each morning in my underwear.
No license suspension, but if you do attest it, then it is a video Zoom call with the mediator. It's not a judge, but it's just the mediator, and it took like 5 months. It happened to my son last May, and it didn't get resolved until like November.
Great.
So you're going to have anxiety for 5-6 months. I don't know if it's worth it.
All right. Ken, my wife actually just texted me the video. She's watching the video of my citation.
So, What's it called? Alert?
Go to alertbus.com, and all it does is bring up a citation number and your license plate. You enter both. You click view citation.
Can we do
and
this?
You can go in.
Can we do this without?
I am willing to play the video if Phil can blur out my license plate number. I will do that for the show. I always say... Anything for the content of this radio show.
The sacrifice,
which, by the way, should come with a lifetime contract by Odyssey. Just saying. But if we can blur my video out, you can leave my Trump bumper sticker on the back right of my truck. I'm fine with that. You could play all of it as long as my license plate is blurred out. I don't want to give up my license plate.
Phil, jump on the mic. Can you blur out his license plate?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
You can't blur out his license plate?
Well, I mean, not in a minute he can't.
Maybe we play this tomorrow.
No, we're doing it now. No, I want to do it now.
But I'm saying if he needs time to, you know, do we have any technology in the back that blurs things out? We've got bleeps for audio. Do we have like fuzzies?
We're talking photos, yes. If we're talking videos, that's a completely different story.
Okay. All right.
Oh, because you can't edit a video?
Or you probably can't blur.
Well, not on the fly. Right. This quick.
Let me actually log in and watch this video. I mean, does it really matter if I give my license plate out? I mean,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do?
I post videos of my girls on X. I mean, what the hell's the difference at this point, right?
What are they going to do to his?
You never know.
For his license plate?
Yeah, don't put your
liberal might shoot me. You never know.
Well, you're going to die at 60 anyway. It doesn't matter.
I profile
41, 60. What's the difference, right?
Yeah. Let me see. I've got the. When we go to the next break, I will. I've got the violation here, and I know my license plate number. And driver's license number. So I'm going to log into this site. I'm going to watch the video and take it under advisement, probably in the men's room while I'm sitting down. And then I'll come back and give you guys the answer.
By the way, still a ton of calls. And Zioli coming up at 9:30.
That's right. Yeah. So you know what? What do you want to do here? You want to do
it? Let's take a break.
Let's take a break and
take more calls on the other side.
Yeah. I'm going to have this video. I think we should do it for the sake of the audience.
I think we should do
it. I agree. I'll be your hero. Kale and Company, as we continue, Zioli coming up at the bottom of the hour, White House recap. Rich was there. His son was there. Franchise quarterback and a whole bunch of other receivers. Not so much. Kale and Company, stay right there.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Let's give everybody the chance to get over there to watch this video, because the video, Dawn, me, Phil, and Nick watched it, and there's no question in my mind.
I see. If I have a good lawyer, I think there could be some argument here with the laws of physics.
This is why, I mean, you say, as your attorney, I advise you not to. Like, the cops are going to have this video.
Right.
So you're not, it's not going to.
I'm just going to pay the $300 and call it a day. It's only six bottles of Woodford. What the hell?
Plead down, like Road Warrior says. Mm-hmm. Plead down.
I don't know that there's even going to be wiggle room for a plea. According to you, I'm guilty as charged.
Get over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, if you want to see this video of Nick running a. I mean, this is a firing squad offense.
Uh-oh.
Well, my opinion.
I mean, I might have to be deported. You never know. I don't know. Maybe a senator from Maryland will say I'm a family man. And, you know, he'll come to my defense and rescue.
All right.
Do we have it?
Are we going to do this?
Yes, and my wife decides to narrate, so this is my lovely wife, Kristen, who audibly makes her debut on Kale and Company, even though she's throwing her husband literally under the bus.
I went to school on a school bus.
Yes, and I think this could be an electric school bus, honestly.
I love electric school buses.
Was this Kamala Harris?
Robot Speed 989 has the greatest comment right now. April 29th, 2025, Nick pays a $300 fine and gets his wife fired for announcing on the radio she isn't working.
Now you see why, folks, I don't believe in remote work.
Yeah.
This is why you should be at the office, so you're not farting around at your desk in your living room.
Oh, trust me, if you go around here to the sales offices, they're all messing around.
Yeah, they're all...
Nobody's working.
Yeah.
All right. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this video. All right. Roll it. Oh, wait, hang on. Start it over.
All right, so she's recording off of her laptop at her desk in front of the window.
So you see the bus, right? Okay. Yes. All right, roll it.
There we go.
You are clearly wrong. The stop sign goes out now and it's fully extended.
Look at that, Dawn! Right through it!
Yeah, if we are to break down this in frame by frame motion.
Right through it!
All right, so
you
watch.
You are clearly wrong.
That's somebody else. One,
now, and it's
two.
Extended, and
2.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, how can I, going 45 miles an hour on Germantown Pike, slam my brakes on and come to a safe halt with my daughters in the back seat in 2.2 seconds? I'm not Saquon Barkley jumping over the Jaguars defender backwards in an NFL game. I've got a huge truck. That's right, I said it. Huge truck. Courtesy of the Piazza Auto Group, Piazza Honda, the beautiful 2023 Honda Ridgeline, black edition, by the way. And I'm supposed to come to a stop within 2 seconds? What am I, LeBron James?
It's not,
or
dude,
my Ferrari?
Dude, I'm telling you, I love you. It's not, this is not even close. Like, that wasn't even close.
I mean, it's not
even close, dude.
I mean, I'm going 45, probably 50 miles. What is Germantown Pike's speed limit? It's
got
to be about 45 miles an hour, right?
Roll it one more time, Phil.
One more time. Let's go to the tape.
With your beautiful wives.
Thank you.
Commentary.
Thank you, Judge Kristen.
Look. The stop sign goes out now and it's fully extended.
I mean, that's a bang bang play
okay.
A second.
She convicted you. I love it.
I'm going to say two things, though.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the visibility? There was a vehicle in front of you.
Good point.
Could you see the bus? Could you actually see it because of the visibility? There are a lot of trees.
Oh,
there's a lot going on. You have 2 seconds. There was a vehicle in front of you, number one. Number two, why do these buses have to stop on a busy thoroughfare like Germantown Pike?
Yeah.
Pull into the residential neighborhood where, by the way, the kids are safer anyway. But stopping traffic in both directions against a double yellow line, you know what I mean? When, like you're saying, you're going, what if you had slammed on your brakes and there's somebody right behind you and they slammed, they rear-ended you?
You will excuse anything, won't you, Steph?
No, I'm just saying.
I feel like Ralph Macchio's accomplice in My Cousin Vinny. I want that lawyer.
What was your visibility to see the, you had a vehicle in front of you, you have your girls in the car.
Hideous.
And you had less than 3 seconds to react.
Dawn, this is weaponized government. Now they're weaponizing the school buses to run up the state revenue.
Put up a poll. Put up a poll, Phil, right now.
Less than 3 seconds.
Was Nick in the wrong? Yes. 100% he was in the wrong.
Technically, but with visibility,
what
was the visibility on the roadway?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, seriously.
It's not like I ran through it with 5 seconds to slow down.
No.
It was a bang.
Less than 3 seconds.
Yes.
With a vehicle in front of you.
I mean, Rob, if this was a bang-bang play at first base for the Phillies, Rob Thompson would go to the replay booth.
Can I ask you, we have Rich Zeoli with us. Zeoli, can you hear us? Zeoli.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Did you see the video of this? Did you hear what we were talking about?
No. And I just got up like 5 minutes ago.
Hey, don't bother Rich with my petty nonsense. Let's get to the White House.
No.
I got back from D.C. at like midnight last night, so I wake up and I hear, all I know is that Greg sounds more and more like Kim Jong-un every day. Phil, put up a poll now and get me a dog. I'm hungry. That's terrible.
Rich,
terrible joke.
Rich, can you watch this video? So just to set this up, Nick got a ticket for passing a bus with a stop sign up. And
that's ridiculous. You should never do that.
Thank you.
I've got three kids. Nick, you've got kids. How could you do that?
I'm a threat to democracy, Rich. I have no defense for those, apparently.
And
I think Attorney General Bondi needs to come after you.
Well, and also I had my flip-flops on, so my foot coordination with the brake pedal's not as good as if I had sneakers on.
So the fashion police and the police need to come after you.
That's correct.
This is the... Rich, do you have the video in front of you? Can you see it?
Yeah. If I pull it up now, you guys will get feedback, I think. But all right, go ahead, play it.
Roll it, Phil.
You are clearly wrong. The stop sign goes
one
now and it's fully extended.
Look at that! Look at that! That is a clear violation.
100%.
Yes, thank you.
100%.
Yeah, firing squad, right?
And dangerous to the kiddos who are passing by and not good. Kale, come on. Yeah,
Dawn, I'm going to plead the fifth here. You're my counsel. I got you on a nice retainer. Defend me, please.
Number one, really 2.5 seconds to react with a vehicle in front of them going the opposite direction. Why do these buses have to stop on a major thoroughfare? Number one, they shouldn't go on a side street. But number two, to have 2 seconds to react when you're going 45 miles an hour, 40, whatever. Do you have the visibility? There are trees. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on. To have 2 seconds, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
There's a vehicle in front of him.
Thank you, Attorney Stensland.
It's tough to see.
All right.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, speaking of ridiculous.
Well, we should break and then get to Rich on the other side.
Right. This whole conversation is going to be used in court.
You know? Yeah, right? I think he gets credit for doing a public service announcement.
I think if I'm the prosecutor, I'm pulling this entire audience. That's what I think.
You just know I'm going to get some super liberal prosecutor weaponized government against me. They're going to see my Trump sticker on the back of my truck. I'm getting thrown to the wolves, Zioli. I'm toast.
Yeah, no, they might actually support the death penalty in this
Yes.
instance.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, just to shut down another conservative leaning host.
Well, there is a Trump bumper sticker, Rich, on the back of his truck. So he's already guilty.
His own wife.
He's done.
Yeah,
he's done.
My wife.
You're going to wind up in that prison in El Salvador after this is over. So
they threw me in a gulag. Kale and Company, Zioli's White House recap that did not include Jalen Hurts. It's coming up next. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Great seeing you and your son together. How was the day yesterday?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it was great. We had a fantastic day. Patrick was on cloud nine, as you can imagine. He was just loving it. And he loved doing the show with me yesterday. He loved all the interviews. And he kept talking about that over and over again. He's like, Dad, that was the best day. Best day. Love the interviews. And I even said to him, if you want to play on your iPad or watch it, he's like, no, this is great. So he sat there with me the entire 4 hours we did the show. And then, of course, you know, on the lawn at the White House. I mean, he was into it the whole time.
Can we finally fire DeSantis and hire him as your producer.
Oh. Yeah, well, he's more mature than DeSantis. So I had to do Fox News last night. So Matt drove Patrick home, and Patrick got home, and he told Bridget all about how he's like, "Mom, Matt likes the same video games I do, and he likes and he likes McDonald's, and he likes to play you know, this game and that game." Like, he's a child. He's a man child with a Harvard degree. So yeah.
What did you make of the situation yesterday? Because we went through some of the names, and I know most people don't care about who the player is or was that was there versus not there. But a sizable portion of notable names like Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, what was your take on that as far as Barkley going and some of the pushback he's facing versus Jalen Hurts and some of the pushback or praise that he's getting for not attending?
You know, nobody cared at who wasn't there. That's the thing. The energy was unbelievable. Everybody was happy. And I think it was smart they didn't bring any attention to it. You know, I think it was smart for the president not to trash Jalen or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because it was a very positive event. They gave him a jersey with his number on it, a 47, you know, with his number of his presidency. Everybody was happy. I think, you know, credit to the Eagles who went. And I liked what Jeffrey Lurie had to say. I mean, look, Jeffrey Lurie does not agree politically with Donald Trump, but he said it. This is a time-honored tradition. This is great to be here. I think that what the coach said, too, what Sirianni said, really mattered. And it was just a very positive event. There were no politics involved. So what I said yesterday on the show was, it's Jalen Hurts' loss for not being here today, for not being part of this and being part of history, because nobody cared what your politics were yesterday. It was all about the Eagles, and nothing political took place. There were no questions. The president didn't make any political comments. So it was their loss for not being there, is how I would put it.
Yeah, and the way I looked at it this morning and framed it was, I was disappointed that he didn't go. But I just didn't like the sequence of events, right? You go back to last Thursday, he's at that time event, he gets asked the question, he doesn't answer it, literally yeah. says nothing, gives a bunch of passive-aggressive smirks and smiles on his face, and then the claim is, I think NBC was the first to report it, he had a scheduling conflict. You add those two together, that's what doesn't jive with me. I would probably respect it more if you just said, no, I'm going to pass. I went 7 years ago, whatever. But the way he went about it, it comes off as BS to me and a little passive aggressive. And that's where I have a little bit of an issue with it.
You know who everybody loved is the security guard.
Dom.
Oh, we love Dom, right?
Big Dom.
And we got to see him. So after we left the event, we walked down around the White House and you could see the buses lined up. So we waited by East Executive Avenue as all the Eagles left the White House and got on their buses. And even when Big Dom walked by, people on the streets were like, "Dom, it's Big Dom."
He's a rock star.
He kind of stole the show yesterday, yeah.
Does he resemble, and is he about as big as you've seen? You've been with Tom Homan in person, correct?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, he's bigger than Tom Homan. He could be Tom Homan.
I was going to say, he might be like a nephew of Homan's. It might be like Homan's sister's son or something like that. He's a big boy.
I mean, the president is a big guy, right? And, I've been around him. He's a very, very tall and just big guy. But he was dwarfed by some of the players yesterday. Right. And the way they had it framed, because they were all on the steps, as you guys saw, and then they came down and they were around the president. I mean, he kept saying during the event, he's like, "These are really big guys here."
Yes,
so,
yes.
But it was, I mean, like I said, it was really fun. Everybody had a great day. It was hot. It was very, very hot. The only thing is that everybody stood when the president walked out and nobody sat down. So unless you had a front row seat or you were a dwarf, like a giant, it was hard to see a lot of it, but everybody had a great time.
Yeah, most importantly, because we are a week away from politics and pints, yesterday's a long day, right? You go all the way to the nation's capital. You're not back until midnight. You're gutting it out here 9 hours and 43 minutes after you got home. How's the foot feeling?
It hurts like hell. I had to do so much walking yesterday. Oh. Brutal. Brutal. Oh, yeah, no, it's in pain. I'm probably going to need another week off. That's because I had to do Fox News last night. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Greg loves what you
mentioned.
Yeah, and then I have to do it again tomorrow. I got to go to New York, you know, for America's Newsroom tomorrow morning. Oh, but
did they
but, you know, love him?
But you guys will love this. Do you remember when we were at the White House years
yes.
ago?
Sure.
And do you remember, Greg, you gave Kellyanne Conway the Zeoli Army shirt?
I did, yeah.
So yesterday she was there and she came over to me and she said, "I have a friend whose name is Zeoli, but every time I talk to her, all I think about is you because of the shirt you gave me in the Eagles, Kelly Green.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Kellyanne Conway brought that up yesterday.
That is amazing. I mean, like, she should have worn it, but yeah.
I mean,
by the way, your coverage in all seriousness, because, you know, God knows I'm never serious, but in all seriousness, your coverage yesterday was amazing.
Wonderful.
You did, like, in case you didn't, go back on YouTube and watch it. The 4 o'clock hour from, like, 3:50-ish until it started at 4:30, you were doing, like, play-by-play right there on the lawn with your son. It was awesome. It was everything I would have hoped it would be. Not just, like, and here is this person, and here is this person. It was just, like, the real feel of being there. So, go back either on the Odyssey app on the Rewind or on the YouTube video and listen from about 3:50 till 4:30, and you'll get the feel of the entire thing.
He is so impressive. He's so tall.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like blown away, and everybody kept saying the same thing to me. Your son is so polite. He is so nice. Because, I mean, the kid he met, you know, Secretary Turner, he met a cabinet secretary. Mm-hmm. Senator McCormick was there, so he met Dave and Dina.
Yeah.
He met a bunch of Congress people. I mean, for a 10-year-old kid, because I brought him right up to the front where all the VIPs were, and he was just shaking hands and talking to everybody. I could not bring a microphone there. They wouldn't let us bring any equipment, so I literally had to take my AirPods out.
It was amazing.
And hand them to people to talk on the air. And, you know, in hindsight, I would have gotten there earlier. I just assumed I could just cut through the South Lawn and be there in like 4 minutes, but I couldn't. That's the only reason why I didn't even go on until 3:50.
Yeah.
But everybody was just ecstatic. And if the Eagles win next year, we're going to do this right. Well, we'll actually do the show from the South Lawn. Like, we'll do it right next year.
Cool.
Now, Breitbart is reporting that Patrick Zioli, in a two-hand touch game of football, tackled Ivanka Trump's son.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that?
It was flag football, and I signed an NDA, so I can't talk about that stuff. The NDA still counts from 2015.
All right, don't give it all away here. Tune in this afternoon, 3 to 7 p.m., when you'll give the full entire breakdown, right, Zioli?
Can't wait.
I'm excited to see you guys at Politics and Pints next week. I should be remote from, I think I'll probably be in Florida, but no, I'm kidding. I'm looking forward to being there together on stage.
It's going
to
be great.
It's gonna be fun.
And hey, if my license does get suspended by that rogue bus driver, just shoot me a text with tips on how I can broadcast from home.
Why don't you shoot us how much bail money you need?
Lots. Thanks, brother.
Love you, Rich Zioli.
Love you, man.
Guys.
There he is, Zioli, coming up at 3 o'clock today with a full recap of yesterday's festivities. We have time. Oh, we got
to
break.
No, we have to break.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. We'll get to our morning mystery movie clip today in music history from Phil, and also what's on tap for the Dawn Show as I get ready to head off to a gulag in El Salvador. Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
They're taking over the bus.
So you want to take it over, huh?
That's right! Come on, control!
Well, who the hell's going to drive this thing? You want to turn left. When do you signal? 50 feet? 100 feet? 600 feet? You come to an intersection. There's an ambulance, a police car, a fire engine. Who has the right of way? All right, here's an easy one. You come to railroad tracks. What do you do?
Open your doors.
Open your doors? When?
Before, during, or after? You don't know, do you? Well, that's sad, pal. She just killed him.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you can win this great prize.
Once again today, a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints next Tuesday, May 6th, 7:30 p.m., Phoenixville. At the Colonial Theater, caller 12-855-839-1210. Best of luck as more shots are fired in my direction. Now it's time to get to the music, and it's Phil Omquist with What Occurred Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
Today
April 29th, we celebrate the birthdays of Willie Nelson, who's 92, and Mark Kendall from Great White, who's 68. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Duke Ellington, born in 1899. We also lost Keith Ferguson for the Fabulous Thunderbirds in 97, and John Hinch, the first drummer for Judas Priest in 2021. Singles include Dance the Night Away by Van Halen in 79, Respect by Aretha Franklin in 67, and Diamonds and Rust by Judas Priest in 76. Albums include Mr. Bad Guy by Freddie Mercury in 85, You Can't Stop Rock and Roll by Twisted Sister in 83 in the UK, Fair Warning by Van Halen in 81, and Prayers for the Dead Volume 1 by 6AM in 2016. Also in 80, Black Sabbath began their first tour with Ronnie James Dio. In 98, Steven Tyler tore his ACL during a show in Alaska that postponed the Nine Lives tour. In 2003, a $5 million lawsuit was dismissed versus John Fogerty after a personal injury lawyer claimed he suffered hearing loss from attending a Fogerty show. The judge said the plaintiff assumed the risk when he attended the show. In 2016, Jimmy Fallon and Paul Rudd do a shot-for-shot remake of the video for the Styx song Too Much Time on My Hands. In 2014, Quiet Riot's documentary debuts. And 50 years ago today, the Vietnam War ended.
Wow.
But lastly, on this date in 93, Barry White guest starred on The Simpsons, where he served as MC of Whacking Day, a top five episode of all time.
It is.
For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Phil Lundquist, there you go. The Dawn Show, a.k.a. my defense attorney, coming up at the top of the hour. What do we have lined up?
Yeah, right at the top of the hour, since Trump mentioned her, and obviously we're talking Trump, 100 days in office, and so Stacey Garrity, who he mentioned yesterday, while at the White House, our treasurer here in Pennsylvania, so we'll talk money. Pennsylvania, I wouldn't want to be on the committee to balance the budget as far as nationally, but she certainly is Pennsylvania's number one person for that. So we'll talk to Stacey Garrity, also a military veteran. So we'll have that conversation. We have great interviews, a lot breaking. And by the way, we are expecting some decisions possibly coming down minutes away, and that's SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. So maybe that'll be one of your big takes. I don't know yet, Nick, which ones are expected, but... see that today.
I'm going to take a nap. I'll sleep on it. I'll see what materializes. And I think Trump is speaking tonight at 6 o'clock.
In Michigan.
The first 100 days. Yep. All right. The Dawn Show. Actually, we have time for the winner on the air.
Yeah.
Fran in the Northeast. Fran, what movie did we just play for you?
The Big Bus.
Woo!
Fran, congratulations. You will be at Politics and Pints next Tuesday. And if my license is suspended, I'll be getting there via bus as well.
I love electric school buses.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Dawn is next. Bruno joins us tomorrow. Until then,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.